In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This gospel passage is pretty disturbing on its surface. I mean, Jesus doesn't seem to be very Jesus-like this morning, does he? He's not showing the love this morning. He's harsh and downright rude to this woman who has simply come to him with the request to heal her daughter of demons. But Jesus doesn't show any sympathy or even seem to care one whit about this woman or her daughter. Instead, he refuses to answer her pleas for help, even as she's bowed down at his feet. And then to make matters even worse, he compares her to a dog. Now, why would Jesus, of all people, why would Jesus speak to this woman in this manner? Well, the answer is in this one sentence. She was a Syrophoenician woman. That meant she was a Gentile. That meant she was not a member of the lost sheep of Israel. She wasn't Jewish. She was considered to be one of the great unwashed because she was a Gentile, and therefore she was an outsider. And Jesus still believes at this time that he's come to save the house of Israel only. But this woman saw something in Jesus that the disciples in the house of Israel didn't see at all. She saw his healing powers, and her daughter needed healing. And even if she was a Gentile, even if she was a person from the wrong side of the ecclesiastical tracts, she was willing to cross that line in order to receive his help. Actually, truth be told, she refused to stay on her side of the line. Have you ever played that game when you were a child called Stare? You know, where you'd both stare at each other and the first one who blinks loses? You remember that game? Am I the only one that played it? That says a lot right there, doesn't it? You didn't ask me that in the interview. Well, it's like she's having a stare down with Jesus to see who's going to blink first. And she never blinks. Not even when Jesus basically compares her and her people to a bunch of dogs. Jesus says, let the children, meaning Israel, let Israel be fed first, for it's not fair to take Israel's food and throw it to the Gentiles, to the dogs. And instead of taking offense, she just stares Jesus straight in the eye, steps across the line with boldness, and says to Jesus, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. It was a wake-up moment for Jesus, because now he knows that he's called to care for more than just his own kind. He's called to care for the whole world, and her daughter is therefore instantly healed. This outsider's boldness earns her the recognition of being the only person in Holy Scripture, male or female, to ever win an argument with Jesus. But it wouldn't have happened if she hadn't dared to encroach upon the invisible lines drawn by society. And today we also have outsiders who encroach upon the lines drawn by society. It's no different today. We see them everywhere in many forms. Homeless people, hungry people, destitute people, sick people, aliens, they come in all forms. And they're standing there on their side of the line, looking into our eyes, saying, help me. And when these outsiders ask for our help, sometimes we take two steps back from the line without inviting those folks to take two steps forward. We want to distance ourselves from them because we're more comfortable keeping the insiders separate from the outsiders. But that's not God's way. If you're going to have faith in God, then you better get ready for God to challenge your boundaries. You better get ready to have somebody cross the line and invade your life. And if you allow that to happen, something amazing is going to happen to you. You'll discover a bigger, fuller, and richer life and world. You'll realize that when you open yourself up to help others, you really do receive more than you're giving. And you'll feel the difference in your being and in your soul. Your fear of encroachment is going to be replaced by a new awakening, a new understanding of how you're called to respond to the outsiders of your life. So this morning, I'm going to issue an invitation. I'm going to invite you to take a chance. Step aside. Let those outsiders cross the line. We're called to step over the lines we have drawn for ourselves and for others, not because we have to, or ought to, or even want to, but because we know that it's God's own self who will be on the other side of the line, standing toe to toe with us, looking us straight in the eye, and never blinking. Amen.